And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Yes! Grab your torch and dip it into the sexy St. Jeff candle. No Buffs is back. I'm J.E. Skeeth here in the Classic Factory, along with my fellow tribe members, two guys who would love some popcorn, thanks. Trey Kirby and J.D. What's up, guys?
Yum.
Pass me a few kernels, Jeff.
Would you like a cushion, too? Maybe you can share it.
That popcorn looked tiny. Those were not big puffs, I didn't think.
I was going to save it, but, I mean, come on, props department.
Come on, props.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Big whiff there, I thought.
Yeah.
You know, oh, look what I have, the smallest bowl of popcorn. Fair enough, your plan is to share it with some starving people. Yeah. I get that. But you put it in a bag or put it in the world's smallest little popcorn, you know, a traditional tub. You can make it smaller.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also,
it just steps on the joke. It's like
And if you're going to do the bit with popcorn because this is going to be a show, give us the meme. How is there no Jeff Probst meme of him eating popcorn?
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't warranted for last night's Tribal Council, you got to give it to us so then we have it for future 100%. Episodes of Survivor. We are here to recap episode 9 of Survivor 46, titled Spicy Jeff. Tiny Colonel Jeff, more like it. Shout out to the live tribe joining us right now on YouTube. We love to see that. Take a second, smash that like button. Make sure you subscribe, podcast listeners. Share the show, and if you haven't, leave us a 5-star rating and review on a platform of your choice. Let's get into episode 9. We'll get to tree mail later. We'll look at Make Your Picks, our Survivor fantasy pool. But we got a quick previously on. We're reminded of Hunter's secret idol. That's going to come into play.
Is it?
That's right. Well, no. It ironically will not come into play, but you know what I meant. Word gets out that Tiff has an idol. So we're reminded of that. Liz tries to orchestrate the Tevin vote, and we're going to get a little bit more of that sort of follow-up. And then Q goes rogue at Tribal Council, asking everyone to vote for him, and thus making sure Probst had a cushion and popcorn for the next time.
Cushion and corn.
Yeah. So that is what happened last week. We are now into night 16 here in episode 9. Everyone just talking about the blind side. That happened to get Tevin out, but Q going crazy. just throwing a bomb into Tribal Council. Pure chaos. Now, we finally got a reason from Q. And it wasn't him saying it was all part of his master plan. So he at least didn't go that far and try and, you know, take us down that road. He said he felt guilty about switching up the vote at the last second and screwing up everyone's game. And because because he felt bad about it, he just decided to, I guess, vote me out. In my regular day life, you know, I put my hand up when I've screwed up. I admit my mistakes. So therefore, you should just get me out of here. And they don't, but that was his reasoning. What'd you think?
Well, I thought it was interesting that he didn't say it was a ploy. And that he was basically saying he was feeling bad about stuff, but I kind of side with Ben on this one, where he didn't like not being in control, so he wanted to have the moral high ground. Mm. I think Ben had a correct read on that.
JD, you agree?
I agree. But I also think that, I don't know, Q, he seems like a troubled individual sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, there was a moment where Venus is sitting on talking to Liz, and she's like, there must be something going on with that guy, you know, like there's something more than just the game. You know, he's willing to give up his own game, but then cut to immediately. He's literally an idiot. This is what she says.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I think that he maybe felt bad. Like, it's from Ben's perspective, like he's so right in that it's so incredibly narcissistic of Q to be saying, oh, you know, I screwed up everybody's game, as if nobody is playing any other games around him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, Trey, you're 100% right. He just doesn't like being on the bottom, and that's it.
Tiff confronts Q about him spilling the beans about her idol. She found out at that tribal council that he had done that, and she told Kenzie, and they are done with this guy. After that, Q says his reasoning for that was because Tiff threw out Maria's name, and she's in the six. This is going down as one of the worst alliances of all time.
Yes, yes.
The six is, I believe, at three at this point.
Yeah.
If it ever really was an alliance, it was the weirdest alliance ever. You were in, and then someone was going home from it. But yeah, Tiff, she goes at him, you know, really throughout this episode a couple of times, and she then tells us she's like worried. She's a target now, because of everything going down, and because everybody knows about her idol. And later she'll say, "Well, I'm just going to play the damn thing," and she lies.
Hey.
She lies. Okay. While all this is going on, Liz is having a mental breakdown over Q's, you know, stupidity at tribal council, stealing her "Let's vote out Tevin" thunder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She is really... this woman needs to eat.
Yes.
Like, I'm starting to wonder if, like, the producers may have to pull this one. Like, I'm serious. Like, we see now next week on Survivor 2, it's like, it may be even crazier. She's just lacking nutrition.
Yeah.
And
totally.
She is really taking this hard. She's like, oh, I did that. That was a great move. And no one cares now because Q went nuts.
Wouldn't that be the ideal outcome? You would think for Liz, you pull off a great move and nobody cares because you're still flying under the radar. Right. And then when it comes to final tribal council, you could take complete credit for it. And everybody that's there knows actually what happened.
Isn't that how Gabler won?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are so hell-bent. A lot of these people out there on this resume.
Yeah.
And having it in advance before, even getting to the end, and then pull out the resume. Get in the room first.
Resume's very overrated.
In life, in general. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. Like, name, phone number, and let me scan. Okay, looks like a decent amount of experience here.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, get out of here with the resume.
Right.
They reminded us three times, I think, during the episode that she hasn't eaten in 72 hours.
Yeah.
She hasn't eaten in 72 hours. I mean, even Venus was saying, this woman hasn't eaten in 72 hours. I mean, they're all hungry, but yeah, she's allergic to everything. I found this so annoying that she was having this breakdown. I'm sorry. Just call me old school, but like, goddamn, like, pull yourself together, man. We're playing Survivor. You have one of the most chaotic players ever. That's bad luck. But, you know, you're talking about how your family and your friends are going to see you. Like, you don't want your family and friends to see you having a breakdown over this.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's not strength. Strength is how you act when you get knocked down. And this is, you take the L and you get up, Liz, and you continue on. Like everybody else on the show, everybody's game was blown up because of Q.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
So take it.
Again, everyone else is eating a little bit more than her.
You're right. I mean, there is that part of it. Yeah. There is that part of it. But in the moment, I was like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I was sitting next to my son, right? And I'm like, every time they fall down or they have some sort of, they're handed an L, I'm like, all right, dust yourself off and get back in that game.
Right.
You're playing a game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're turning into Probst over there. Jesus.
I'm turning into deep. Q over here. I don't know. I found it annoying, but yeah, the point
is... Well, she didn't even have an L. She had a W.
I know. That's the other thing. You're right. Yeah. You're right. It's just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then it's going to get worse apparently next week, but we'll see.
Maybe that should be part of the screening. Can you eat coconut and papaya?
We said that
before,
right?
We got to at least add it in the mix.
I'm with you, Skeets. I think this is borderline... what's the word? Like, it's not right. You can't have somebody who can't eat on the show.
I sort of agree. I mean, you gotta be allowed. You gotta have to eat something. I mean, she's been out there for 2.5 weeks almost at this point, and it's probably barely ate a thing.
Well, and I think that's the gamble that they take when they offer up the rice. It's like, hey, sit out and you get this rice. Okay, nobody did it. Liz did it. She was the first one to say, "God, give me some of that rice." Q as well, and they were completely right. Give us that rice. And then they put them behind the eight ball a little bit because it's just like, But I found it weird that there was no reward in this challenge. Like,
that's true.
Throw some peanut butter sandwiches in there. I mean, why not, right? Like,
toss well, that's peanut what, butter bone.
No, they decided, well, we could either give them food for the winners of the challenge, or here's an idea. A little bit of popcorn at Tribal Council.
Hello, corn.
She can have a kernel or two. That'll keep her going for a couple more days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's going through it right now. Yeah. And I do think a large part of it is just, the famine setting in here.
Yeah.
As we hit the credits, though, it appears as though a majority of people are gunning for Q. That's the story we're getting told here. Everybody's just, like, not happy with what happened, and he might be an easy vote. The guy wants to quit anyway. Let's just get him.
Mm-hmm.
Day 17, there's more of this. You said Ben, he was really upset about Q's, you know, fake quit, calls him a poser, and then says, Q doing that at Tribal Council was like, hey, I'm a coward and don't want to be at the bottom and reap the consequences of my actions, so please vote me out so it looks like I have the moral high ground, even though I'm a total idiot. So it's Ben!
Ben went in.
It really got to Ben, yeah. I mean, everybody was upset, but Ben took this very hard. So we have a big powwow at the water well. It's Ben, Charlie, Tiff, Kenzie, and Venus. Again, they're talking more about Q. Venus tells us, Q and Hunter, they're... She says in like the matter of like 30 seconds, she calls them dum-dums, meatheads, and rats. That's what she says.
She's not wrong.
Venus is cooking it this episode. Can't deny it.
Then we get some nice... animosity, I'll call it, because we love this stuff. I mean, this is gets us chomping out the popcorn between Hunter and Venus. I mean, they do not like each other, how they interact with each other. Again, they started on the same tribe together. They've been around each other a lot. And she drops a karma is a bitch on him because he was on the wrong side of the vote. And mm-hmm. He's maybe feeling a little bit vulnerable.
Yeah. Taylor Swift reference, you think?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Everything is on this show.
Yeah, I guess so.
This
yeah.
season.
You see Charlie peek out?
Somebody just say a Taylor lyric?
So Hunter then tells Q, hey, man, you goofed last night. You quit on the plan. You know, everybody, even Hunter's. Well, Q, what was that? Besides that weird little explanation we got, even he couldn't explain it all that well. Except he's like, he's sort of like, I'm still here, though.
Yep.
I am still here.
I'm going to mess some more stuff up. I'll do it again.
That's great. So, tree mail comes. It says, hey, divide into three teams of three. They very quickly divide into three groups of three. It's Kenzie and Tiff immediately pick Ben to rock out with. Hunter picks Maria and Charlie, and that leaves Venus, Liz, and Q. Venus is not happy with how this just went down. She is with the underdog team, Q, a quitter, and Liz, who hasn't eaten in 72 hours. So, you know,
I mean, that's the makeup of the tribe, right? Those three are on the bottom, clearly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's fascinating to me. Like, what happens if she pushes back there? Like, what do they do? And she's like, I don't like this three. I don't want this three. Like, do they have to come? Does the group have to come to a consensus?
Yes.
That's... So all nine have to be like, okay, I'm happy with our group.
Right. Right.
I wish she didn't.
Well, she pushes back on everything else. I'm kind of surprised she didn't. But then she's also like, well, I got Q.
Yeah.
He's all right.
That's true. Yeah. Like, the way
they were pretty
it
fair,
broke
I thought,
up, it
yeah.
was pretty fair. That, yeah. That's true. And she's very confident in her skills at these challenges. Like, she talks a big game and doesn't do all that bad. But
she's not bad.
Yeah. It just would have been, I just want to see it happen. That's why somebody's like, nope.
Yeah.
I don't want to play with him either.
Like, we're drawing rocks. I mean, I assume that's what they would do. You eventually, could. They would just have to if somebody refuses to be on a team. So, you know, we have our teams. We're waiting on the challenge. Q comes up with an idea. He approaches Charlie and he says, hey, what do you think about throwing the challenge there? You're on the same team with that Hunter guy that never loses. What about you and Maria? You throw the challenge. He's then vulnerable and we blindside him.
What does Q love more? Orchestrating throwing a challenge or canceling Christmas? Because
he's canceled it like 3 weeks in a row, I think.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, the guy loves to throw a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's not the one doing it. He wants them to.
Well, but he's just like, well, I can't throw this challenge, so somebody's got to throw the challenge. If a challenge is happening. But yeah, he's, I mean,
it's not a dumb idea.
Yeah, not at all.
They don't want to do it. They don't want to have anything to do with throwing it. They don't seem to mind Hunter. There's that as well. And there's I wouldn't want to do it either because that means that I'm vulnerable too. I mean,
exactly.
I'm a part of the person that could be voted, but... Yeah, you know,
There's something there.
Ultimately, it ends up working, and the guy that was the challenge beast does go, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want anything to do with it. And again, it's Q, so he'll change his plan 10 times.
Right, but you know, this is his sort of problem, where he never stops playing the game, like never, ever, ever. And I think that's why he was like, well, you know, Tiff threw out Maria, and apparently that was just in passing. Like she just said, well, if we don't go this way, we could go Maria. Well, she's one of the six, so she's gone, yeah, right? Like, yeah. And that's the intensity and the non-stopness of it is, you know, was terrible for him when he was sort of half kind of in control. But yeah. Now it's just great because he's just on the bottom and he's just, but people are ignoring him anyways.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just awesome. I love it.
Yeah, he's like the guy in the group chat, like you're planning something big, maybe a trip or like a big weekend, and it's like the one guy that's like just too many ideas.
Right.
And it's nonstop. And it's like, let it breathe for a second. We're putting together a structure here. Yep. You know, it's coming together, but like you're just word vomiting or text vomiting a million. We could do this, and then we could do this, we could do this. It's like, well, no, we can't. We can't do it all. We need to decide. Like, he's got that energy to me, which is fun. He's an energetic guy.
It's intense.
It's intense,
it has
though.
Its
and it's,
moments.
It has its moments. That's the best way to put it. Maria.
Skip over the sweet handshake between Q and Charlie at the end of this episode. They nailed it. Yeah. Whatever you want to do. You know it's been a bad handshake when one guy says whatever you want. Things have not gone well at that point.
No, it's true.
How are we touching hands? I don't know. Whatever. Literally whatever.
So Maria doesn't want to do Hunter because she sees Tiff as a bigger threat. And Maria's reasoning to us, I believe in a confessional, is, and maybe to Charlie, it's like she doesn't reveal much strategy. Like when you talk to Tiff, like you can't really get a name out of her or where maybe she's thinking. And of course that she has an idol, because now everybody knows that. So it's sort of twofold. And like, you know, I would add to that, she's a good player. She's really good at this, could win this game.
From our perspective, she's a much better player than Hunter is up to this point.
Right. And Maria's picking up on that and sees, I think she's just like, yeah, she's a threat.
Yeah.
We could, you know, we could maybe look at getting her up. We go to day 17. It's a challenge. Propes learns how they were divided into the three tribes. He's dumbfounded.
Can't believe it.
He really can't believe it.
You picked teams?
It's just that casual.
Yeah.
Your life is on the line, man.
This Matt talk here basically spins into like a pre-tribal council.
A little bit.
Right? Yeah. Like, there's like, there's Charlie and, you know, Charlie's, he's not tipping his hand too much, but he's like, it's like sort of tribal council answers. I'm trying to give you something, Jeff, but I don't want to say too much. But then Tiff and Q go at it, you know, again here, but in front of everybody, in front of Propes. That's what I wrote down. I was like, wow, we got a little pre-tribal council here. This is interesting.
Just goes to show how fresh it still is, right? Because that tribal council was less than 12 hours ago, right?
Like, I mean, we're still figuring out when they do these things. But yeah, less than 12 hours ago, I think it was safe to say. It's very fresh, and she's very upset. As for the challenge, we're running three stages here. And again, we have our groups, and Propes out of nowhere. Just out of nowhere, I thought.
For no reason.
I'm going to put my Survivor hat on again. First off, you already have it on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say, Q... and say that you, Liz, and Venus are first out and have no shot.
what
the hell? They're even like, damn,
you big losers.
I mean, they're spicy, Jeff, but kind of like, you know, you're the host of the show, bro. Like, imagine,
that's sassy, Jeff. That is spicy, Jeff.
Imagine Alex Trebek like coming into Double Jeopardy saying, Mike, you got minus 5,000 points here. I can't see you doing anything, but you have first pick of the board, you dumb idiot.
No, the better comparison is it's 0-0-0,
right.
And Trebek goes to Trey.
Yeah.
Hey, you got no chance of winning this, man.
You look dumb.
Yeah.
I saw your tryout, I saw some of your answers, and you just look straight up dumb.
These are not your categories.
Is that how you wrote your name on that thing?
The scribble,
You ain't got no chance to win this.
To be fair, Trebek usually saves his zingers for when somebody would tell a personal story.
Yeah.
Like, the person who's into nerd rap, he's like, oh, so losers.
Yeah. That's appropriate. But we're like, like cutting somebody off at the knees when they're in right before they're about to do a challenge. I mean, you could argue that he was trying to motivate them, I guess. Sure.
I hated it. Here's why I hated it. Not because it's sassy or he's like, you know, putting them down or whatever. I hate it because I'm like, well, I know they're not finishing last.
Right.
And they wouldn't put that in.
Right.
Props isn't going to like call his shot. Hey, yeah. You guys look like you suck. And then keep it in that they do suck. I was like, well, I don't know if they're going to win, but I don't think they're going to come in last. Like, right. It's going to be some drama there. And of course, that's what happened.
But it would be funny if he called it, they did come in last. And then he was just like, in your face.
Suck, Yeah. Get the hell out of here. You know what? All three of you are gone. Yeah. Okay. I can get behind that.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Victorinox, the makers of the original Swiss Army knife, have been a reliable companion for life's everyday challenges, mastering functionality, innovation, iconic design, and uncompromising quality with its products. The Victorinox Swiss Army knife provides you with all the things you don't think about until you need it. Tweezers, a screwdriver, and even a corkscrew. With the Victorinox Swiss Army Knife, you can be prepared to master everyday life. You can find Victorinox Swiss Army Knives at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Awesome. So as for the challenge, it's Kenzie really botching the transfer of the the ball with the two sticks. She can't get across the balance beam with that. So that really takes her team out of it. Purple moves on to the second stage. Surprise, surprise. That's Hunter, Charlie, and Maria. And then green advances in your face probes. It's Q, Liz, and Venus. Second stage, rope bridge. I hate this rope bridge.
Me too. It's really
so
tedious.
Dumb.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch.
Hard to watch. It's not that exciting. Nah. It's like, you know, there's no stakes of someone falling in even water or something. Like, it's nothing.
The most exciting part was when Liz dropped a rope and they're like, whoa!
She's reaching 3 feet down!
She can reach it. Okay, she can reach it. That's so, fine. Totally fine.
Yeah. We've seen this thing like a couple times now in the last couple of years. Get rid of this stupid thing.
Yeah.
Do not like it.
I'd much prefer like the muck thing where you're caught in the net or something like that.
Okay. Sure.
That's also sort of hard to watch and a bit tedious, but this was like watching people at a loom, like trying to like put together like some sort of tapestry or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. That's a terrible example.
Well, like it's like, all right, in the second stage, you're putting together some IKEA furniture.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather watch that.
Winner keeps it for their beach.
We've actually seen that on The Amazing Race when they were in Sweden.
Okay.
Yeah. They had to put together IKEA furniture.
Yeah. And it was as tedious as you can imagine.
Yeah, but you know what? At least that, you can get frustrated with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That reveals a lot.
I like
that.
And
you get voted out after that.
And you have to...
here's two psycho.
Plus, you have to work with your partner, which just makes it more
exciting. Oh, I like that. That's way better than a rope bridge.
Yeah. Right.
So, Hunter crosses first. He's basically, can I go help them? And like... Yeah, but you got to climb back over it. Like, Probst trying to make it a little more difficult.
Did he just make that up on the spot?
I felt like
rule?
He did.
Yeah. It's like, sure.
I guess so, but you got to climb over it, then you got to go back. Yeah, so he does, and I guess he helped Charlie. And so, you know, they get across first. That's the first stage of the second part, right? Because then they got to shoot these the three balls on the little rings. Mm-hmm. Q is trying to shoot straight at jumpers.
Yeah.
He's shooting it way too much like a basketball. Like,
yeah.
I know that would help in theory, like, but you gotta... He's literally following through, and it just kept like going over.
Yeah, too far, too far.
So, in the end, Purple wins. They're going to head to individual immunity, because that's Hunter, and that's Charlie and Maria. And they got to do this endurance challenge, I guess. It doesn't go all that long, because it looks quite painful.
When he said you're up there for 10 minutes, I was like, what? Like, yeah. I
said to Trey before the show, I was like, I really want to do this challenge.
This is the one I do not want.
Well, I want to see, like, how painful is this?
It's fucking painful.
I guess. Of course it is.
There's a reason the Romans used it to as an execution tool for 500 years or whatever. You may have heard of a famous one.
I guess you're right.
It's like the worst way to die. It's the worst thing you can do to a person.
Do you think you could last 10 minutes?
No.
Okay.
No.
I love when he asked everybody what the what was hurting on him, and Charlie's just like... heels.
Oh man, we got a lot of heels shaking though. Both guys. Man. I couldn't even tell whose feet were who. I was like, whose feet are those?
It was like a Quentin Tarantino movie with all these foot shots.
So yeah, the one rule for this is you have to keep your shoulders back and your butt to the board, and you're not allowed to like get some stretches in.
Yeah,
which I feel like they maybe changed that.
They've changed it. Yeah. It was close to lunch, I guess. Yeah. Like, we gotta get this wrapped up. This whose idea was to have a 3-part challenge at 11 a.m.? I'm starving.
So Maria drops first. She hung in for a while and then couldn't take it and sort of dropped out of nowhere. So it's Hunter versus Charlie once again. We get some words of advice from the peanut gallery from Ben. Chill mad hard.
Put it on a shirt.
Yeah, three words.
Oh my god, this guy could be selling so much merchandise.
Is he selling merchandise? I know Kenzie is. I know that.
What is she? What
shirts and stuff. Shirt. Dragon mermaid.
Dragon mermaid. Mermaid dragon? Was that right? Dragon mermaid?
Mermaid on top, dragon on the bottom.
Okay, yeah. I can't remember which. Anyway,
the tail, the
chill mad hard, sure, put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Ben also, at one point, people were shooting, he yelled, Larry Bird in the cut!
I missed that.
Yeah, he also had a Celtics reference earlier, so I'm like, why does this guy keep referencing the Celtics? He went to college in Boston.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he must have been pumped. He's on the Green Tribe on Sega.
Yeah, he must, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so it's a battle here. You're wondering who's going to win. I thought Hunter was going to win. Charlie was like, I think Charlie, the pain set in earlier, at least from the edit. Pain set in earlier, but man, that kid fought through it. And then Hunter couldn't take it anymore. He drops. Charlie wins. Good little battle there.
This guy runs marathons.
Great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on that thing going,
great point.
At least my nipples don't hurt.
He asked before they get on, can we lube up our nipples and our inner thighs, Jeff? That's honestly a great point. Used to fighting through that. Yeah, that pain there. So let's get to the plotting and scheming here. We start with Venus saying she's pumped, man. She's got options. Could be Hunter, because he could be voted out. Obviously, Q is still an option. Or, hey, what about a blind side? Mm. Because you get Kenzie and Venus, to give her some credit here. They're like, everybody's so distracted here by Hunter, by Q. It's like perfect blindside weather. That was the thinking.
Yeah,
which makes sense.
A weird moment. I mean, Kenzie was definitely getting the credit for bringing it up. But then we do cut after we hear Kenzie bring it up to Venus basically saying word for word what
that's why
Kenzie
I gave her credit
before.
Too. Exactly.
But are we giving her credit, or did Kenzie steal it from Venus?
Everybody
because we don't know
credit,
what
man.
I know that's it's important here, right? I mean,
I said rock on first. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I know. That's why, honestly, that's why I included Venus too, because I was like, I don't know who's talking about, hey, this is blindside territory here, because everybody's focused on Hunter and Q.
Yeah,
they were talking to each other. It could be both of them, and then they both told people and told us in confessional.
Yeah,
I guess that's possible. Q does want to stick around another day. He's not quitting here. Even though he obviously did not win immunity. Mm-hmm. But he tries to throw Tiff under the bus to Kenzie. Kenzie doesn't have anything to do with it. She shoots that shit down in a hurry. Like, nope.
I'm not working with you now. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've never seen that on Survivor. I can't. I'm trying to think of a time where somebody just, you look them dead in the eye and say, I am not working with you. You suck, man. Like,
especially someone that you started the game with,
have
sort of been in alliances with, obviously voting together for a lot of the game, and just like, what you did, we're not coming back. It's not what he did. It wasn't the chaotic tribal council. It was, why the hell did you tell everybody about Tiff's idol? I mean, what are you doing, man? you never know. It could have been for you down the line. Yep, especially the more they see him do what he does. They're like, oh, let's keep him around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, Kenzie just shoots it down. Absolutely shoots it down. Which is funny. Because Kenzie then pitches Tiff a Tiff blindside.
Yeah.
So it's not going to do it with Q, but she pitches the Tiff blindside to Maria, Hunter, and Charlie. And they all seem on board. They think they have Ben too. But Charlie's like, I just want to go talk to Tiff. Like, you know, take Tiff's temperature on where she's thinking she's going and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells him wisely, obviously, well, I've got the idol. Everybody knows I have the idol thanks to Q, so I'm just going to play it. I'm going to be done with it, get rid of it. Once people know about an idol, you can't lie about it. But then she tells us in confessional, she doesn't want to play the idol. For an interesting reason, the idea that it's going to go back in the game.
Right.
And it's like, well, yeah, fair.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'd much just rather have it. Of course, there's the whole Hunter one coming later, and that maybe goes back in. But anyway, mm-hmm. What'd you think of all of this? Shocked by Kenzie? Sort of making an early move on the possibility of voting out her number one alliance in Tiff, and then how Charlie then approached her, and then Tiff's sort of decision or deciding whether or not she'll use it, all of that.
First and foremost, I think very funny, Kenzie asking if anybody plans on quitting at Tribal Council. I was like, great line. I thought she was good. And I think you nailed it. I think she's too early going in on Tiff here. There's 9 people left in the game. People are wanting to build their resumes. People are wanting to make big moves right now. But how it's gone is basically if you take out your number one ally, guess who's going home the next week? It's you. So I think that was kind of a bad move on Kenzie's part, especially because you have to figure it's going to get back to Tiff next episode.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. I mean, yes, so, it will.
Yeah. So I think smart for Tiff to like bluff that she's going to play her idol because it definitely felt like she was going to.
Yeah.
And I thought that like Maria, I thought was kind of caught in big move mode. When,
yep.
like, Tiff said, or Kenzie pitches the plan to her, she's like, I can't let that be Kenzie's move. Whereas Charlie takes it, and he's like, interesting. Let's do that. It'll put a huge target on your back. We'll get you next week. So
right.
I thought Charlie played it the best out of everybody yep. there, and I think it's going to come back to get Kenzie.
What do you think, JD?
I agree with everything. I will say that I think that Kenzie was really just capitalizing on the timing of it. How furious Tiff was at Q.
Right. She would never see
she
it coming.
She wouldn't see it coming. If we're going to pull off a blindside of Tiff with an idol in her pocket, tonight's the night.
Right.
But other than that, I agree with you. And I think Charlie just played it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is the resume cast. They all want to have something on their resume. And
he's love the one that doesn't seem all that concerned about that.
Right.
And probably rightfully so.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like, we always talk about it. It's like when you get 6, 5, 4, that's the ones that are going to really stick in people's minds.
They told us this from the very beginning when they were saying, oh, Maria and Charlie were like, oh, Malcolm and Denise, my favorite, this could be an exact replay of that, except Malcolm wins this time. You know what I mean?
Interesting. So Ben, Charlie, and Maria, they talk about this change of plans. I don't know about this whole Tiff thing. She said she's going to play the idol. Maybe we go somewhere else. And they go back to, well, Hunter's vulnerable. Maybe we just axe him, get him out of this game, remove him from the equation. This guy is always either winning or right there. Like, who's to say he couldn't go on a huge immunity run? Ben tells Kenzie about that new Hunter plan, so they're trying to get the votes here, and it's decided, I thought this was important, you know, it's decided they're not going to tell Q or Liz. Like, whatever we're doing here, we're not going to tell Q or Liz. Hunter, he's picking up on things. He's feeling a little uneasy. There's that one shot. I forget who it was. Maybe it was them all there sitting at the beach. And then you see it? Hunter like he's come down to the beach, yeah. to the sand. He pops his head out of the jungle.
Was it Ben, Charlie, and Maria?
I think it was that scene.
The Seagas.
He's like, you know, he's sort of like, you can tell he's like, should I walk over there? Should I try to eavesdrop? They sort of see him, so they stop talking about their move or their decision to maybe target him. So he just sits down. Did you notice that? down there. Yeah, I know. But anyway, he feels something's going on, and he tells us, everybody at home, and he tells Q he's playing his idol. This is feels off. I'll just play it. I'll be here another day. And so, you know, at this point in the episode, we're going, damn, okay, there are 2 idols that we're being told, and, you know, to some degree, we're believing these people that maybe they're just going to play them. Hunter is like crunching the numbers when he's sitting down there actually in the sand. He's like, he's doing all this counting. And if this person votes for this person votes for this person. And he's like, comes up with the idea like, all right, if I blindside them and play my idol, the blowback will be Ben.
Right.
That will be the target. He's not that close to Ben. He can live with Ben going. That'll be fine. And then I love this line from Q when all this is going on. Hunter's sort of trying to figure out the game here. Q goes, the guy with the glasses right now is on a mission. It made me laugh because Hunter's got glasses on while he's figuring all this out.
I just wanted to, in my mind, I thought it would be hilarious if Q just never knew Hunter's name this entire time. just the guy with the glasses.
Blonde beard over there screaming.
So then, this is obviously very important right before Tribal Council, and probably, I don't know, maybe did him in. Hunter drops the idol bomb. After all this time of keeping it a secret, he tells people that he's trying to obviously keep on his side and maybe vote Ben or vote somewhere else. And then all hell breaks loose when he tells people that they have the idol, that he has the idol.
Yep.
Probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of
but
things
also,
he should have done differently in this
too often.
But Tiff told everybody that she had, or that she was going to play her idol. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it worked perfectly for her. But, mm-hmm. you know.
But he was on the wrong end of the vote last week.
Yeah.
She's in a power position.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been more dramatic for us if he had just pulled it out and played it, mm-hmm. you know. And there would all of this like, oh, should I or shouldn't I? Like, that stuff being in the open. I don't know.
Mm. Let's go to Tribal Council. There were 19 minutes left in the episode. Probst turns into Carrot Top. He starts pulling out props. He's got the cushion. He's got the popcorn. He's giving them popcorn. We get Q and Tiff going at it. I mean, this is like round three, it feels like, in this episode alone. It was when they got back from Tribal Council the night before. It was on the map before the challenge. It was now. They were really going at it. Ben pops in. He puts Q on blast again. That's the second or third time.
That was a great line from him when he's like, nobody, I wasn't talking to anybody, Q says. And then Ben's like, yeah, it was nice.
Oh, yeah, it was good. That was pretty good.
That was a zinger, man. That was a zinger. That's a fucking zinger.
He actually said something without making a rock reference. Yeah. It was good. It was good. And what's wild about this Tribal Council is, like, while Probst is asking people questions and they're sort of answering, we are getting this shot of Hunter turning to everyone he's close to, like behind him, beside him, like what is it? It's like, it's sort of Kenzie, it's Venus, it's Tiff that are sort of the three closest. He's got Charlie's eyesight, and it is so much Trey of Hunter just trying to whip up the votes from his seat. And he is panicking. There is no doubt he is panicking. And he's just, yeah, the plan, we're voting Q, you're voting Q. And everybody's, you know, lying to him, though in the end it really was just Tiff lying to him.
Yep.
I guess Charlie did too. I feel like he knew Charlie was more lying, but it was more the women right around him there. But yeah, Tiff is the one lying to him. But we go and vote. Nobody plays an idol. Not Tiff. Not Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Vote comes in. It's 4-4. And you're like, oh, who's going to get that fifth vote? And then it's Ben. So it's 4-4-1.
Ben.
So Q voted for Ben. Okay. Tiff voted for Hunter. That was the big switch up there that Hunter had wrong. Tiff had convinced him that she was going to vote for Q. We go to a revote. It can only be votes for Q or Hunter. So you got to remove Ben's vote from the equation. Obviously, you can't vote for anyone else except those two. They can't vote. So that means seven people are voting, if I have that correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a wrap for the challenge beast, Hunter. One vote. We don't know who voted.
What do you mean?
For Q.
Liz.
We do know.
Yeah.
That's come out after.
Yeah, it's on the Survivor Wiki.
The Survivor Wiki. Because they didn't show us. They show us the first vote. Okay. So Q gets one vote. Hunter gets six. See you later, Hunter.
That's how mad Liz was. She's just still voted for Q.
yeah.
She's still
That's right.
pissed.
That's right. I got Tevin out. man. Not playing the idol there. Hunter obviously does him in. Rob Cesarino was wondering, was all of this calculated by everyone outside of Hunter, of course, and Q? The splitting of votes, how it went down, and then if Hunter didn't play anything or nothing was played, to then just completely put all basically the votes on him, which is pretty wild if it is. Do you think it was? Do you think it just happened? It split this way, and then they saw once Hunter didn't play his idol, that they're like, okay, well, now that's an easy vote to get that challenge piece out. What do you think if you had to pick one of the
That's definitely what happened on the second vote. When Hunter doesn't play his idol and it's between Hunter and Q, Q is not going to win.
Yeah.
So it's fine keeping him around. Easy vote, I think, for everybody to switch except for Liz, who's just sticking to her guns.
Yeah.
But what about the first
vote? I don't know.
I'm
leaning towards it was not. It was not the master plan to get to split the votes like that. Two reasons. What I just heard about Liz sticking to her guns and fuck you, Q, I'm voting him no matter what.
Right.
So there's that. So she wouldn't have been on it. And also there the tater tots line.
Okay.
Which it was directed at Q because we found out that Kenzie was voting for Q. And just the way she was just like, this was ridiculous. Enjoy your tater tots. Go F yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then she... So, I mean, is that part of the plan that she is going to vote for Q anyways? Like, she's designated Q?
Are they all, like, fake acting? And like, when Hunter is panicking and turning to each of them, are they all playing their part? Like, you're good. It's good. It's like... Or they're truly believing that, outside of course, Tiff is doing that and she's lying.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm voting you.
I feel like from Kenzie's perspective, I think it was personal. Liz as well, obviously. But Kenzie was like, get this guy out of the game. I mean, and we saw the confrontation earlier with Q trying to explain, as we already talked about. And she's like, she wasn't having it. She's like, Q, you're dead to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm voting you out. But yeah, I mean... For those reasons, I think that.
I mean, they're going to come back after this tribal council, and either all of them are going to be like, wow, we nailed that.
Yeah.
Great splitting.
Yeah, awesome. Perfectly played. He didn't play his idol. We convinced him. You know, we split. He's gone. I mean, Q just has to sit there. I love this guy's point of the game. It's like, all right. He's just sort of now has to take it in stride.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe Liz, yeah, will be upset. We'll see.
She's going to be... Well, we hear her shrieking the next time on.
How did you think Hunter took the blind side here, getting voted out? How did he take it in stride? Were you shocked he wasn't a little more pissed? Because there was a lot of... that's something I would never want to hear. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Vote me out and, like, honestly, take the knife and stick it in deeper.
Yeah,
I respect that more than... Yeah, great game, Trey. Great game. You were the man. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah,
but
not at that point. Yeah. Not at that point.
Yeah. But
we'll save it for Ponderosa.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Great gameplay by Tiff, I thought.
Yeah.
Because she was very upset with Q after the way he revealed her idol and blew up Tribal Council previously. She was mad this entire episode. But she was also able to see through the anger and be like,
yes.
I don't have to play my idol. Nobody's coming at me right now. I can play it next week. Same thing happens. And also, we can get out the biggest threat who's out here from a challenge perspective. I thought that was great from her, though. Maybe she's a little screwed because everybody does know about her idol and she's against her alliance mate, and her alliance mate is going for her.
Yeah, so, I can't wait to see. This is what I want to know when they come back in next episode. Is it Kenzie and Tiff? Are they like... How are they? Are they good? Is Kenzie going to be like, what? What happened there? You know, you switched it up on me. And then, like we said, it's going to get back to Tiff that Kenzie was maybe trying to make a move on her. Like,
right.
I just want to know how in sync they were or not.
Yeah.
And where we go from there with those two. But
yeah,
I'm with you. Like, to be like, look, she was emotional about Q really messing up her game. And no one denies that. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, especially she's working with them. They're a twosome. Mm-hmm. And then he just like completely throws her under the bus. And she's emotional about it. Seems to be emotional all day. And then maybe, you know, hours before travel, I was like, no, hold on. Yeah. Now that Hunter's vulnerable, well, Q's Q. I can be still upset with him or whatever.
Yeah,
let's get somebody that could actually win. Yeah, yeah.
Especially because I guess Q had put in her ear that it was actually Hunter who told about the idol and her plans. So, like, from Tiff's perspective, she's like, I'm mad at Q and I'm mad at Hunter.
Yeah.
It makes more sense to get out Hunter, so keep a secret from him at the very last second. Because Hunter has said in his post-game that he knew Ben, Charlie, and Maria were coming for him. He knew the Seagas were going to be voting for him, but they needed another one to make it possible. So, just great stuff from Tiffany.
Well, that's three Nami's gone right in a row there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Soda, Tevin,
mm-hmm.
and now Hunter. bang, 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 original orange, gone.
And it would have just got him, finally, the final thing about Hunter's idol, if he had played it, then Tiff would have played her idol. She said as much.
Yep.
She would have had to, basically.
Yeah.
And then that's both idols flushed, and then Q would have gone home, which is probably good for everybody's game, to be honest. Like, because he is an agent of chaos.
Yeah, and the other version of that is probably true as well. I don't know. I haven't read like an exit interview, but I assume if Tiff had played her idol first, that probably Hunter pulls out his at that point. And so it was, ironically, her not playing hers did him in, because he's like, well, maybe, well, hold on. Nobody else is playing one?
Right.
Maybe I'm good here. Yeah, maybe this Q vote out is the way here.
It's the million-dollar factor. It's when you get that close and you're like, God damn it, I could be in the final eight. I have to do is get through this.
Yeah.
I'm in the final eight with an idol. And, you know.
It's just like, there is no doubt that guy was freaking out at Tribal Council.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, your gut is telling you. And I know he's crunching the numbers and like they're doing a good job of lying to him, at least Tiff was, but it's like, oh man, you're not. It's one thing to go home with it and you're just feeling great, good, like, okay, no problem. And then you get blindsided, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe Gem, I guess, or whatever, right? But this, he's like, he knows he's a challenge beast.
He knows.
He'd elected to tell everyone he had it, so they all know he's got it. And then he's just like, there's still so many people left. He just knew. It's weird that he didn't. I know that's Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, but totally.
It's like, oh man. And here's the other part. You, above everyone else, could just win individual immunity necklace, or I like your chances of just to go find the damn
totally.
Thing. Hey, man,
live in the jungle.
If they put it in a tree, you're gonna find it.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So it's like there's that equation too. It's like you didn't. You're good at this. This is your thing. Like, just play it. And then as soon as you go back to Tribal Council at night, just like, okay, see you guys.
Gotta go look.
I'm going
exactly.
looking.
Exactly. I mean, you do sort of look foolish when you play an idol and you get no votes, right? There is that factor, but you look way more foolish walking out of the game with an idol in your pocket.
Yeah, of course. So and you're going to feel 100 times worse.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. No.
Yeah, no.
No, no.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Whoa! Mac is back! You ever wish you could have it both ways? I do. Like a zero-calorie cheeseburger or staying up late but not feeling exhausted in the morning. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort. But you can have it both ways with Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. From their light-as-air underwear to innovative anti-odor tees and versatile yet comfortable pants, Mack Weldon has a full range of clothes that never go out of style. I've got some polos, some tees, some undies, and I love them. Simple, soft, stylish. In fact, I'm wearing Mack Weldon right now. Mack Weldon clothes are designed to fit your style and the demands of modern life. They look like regular clothes, but feel like the latest in modern comfort. If you told me my silver PK polo was made from 100% cotton, I would 100% believe you. But those antimicrobial silver threads keep me feeling fresher longer. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code NODUNKS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code NODUNKS.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Let's just go to tree mail. Tree mail. I got a little bit better there. I caught myself as soon as I was about to say it. Let's
to
talk
be fair,
more.
The podcast listeners will be getting a break.
Well, welcome there. Back. Welcome back to the Classic Factory. This is No Buffs bringing out episode 9 of Survivor 46. And we are into Tree Mail. And the first one here, and I really wanted to hear JD's thoughts on it because it definitely jumped out to me as well. Tyler wrote in to ask, what did y'all think of that crazy new Tribal Council music? The Yahoos kind of gave me Western vibes.
Yeah.
Were they Yahoos? How would you describe them?
Yahoos is pretty close, but it's yeah. I love the chanting. I love when they bring vocals into the Tribal Council. Yeah.
Who was that?
It was quite loud.
yeah, louder than normal.
And it was like repetitive.
Right, and then there was kind of like the Kid Rock bomba da bomba dang dang. Like I actually when it was going, I started saying that, and it was really getting on Rachel's nerves.
Did somebody say Kid Rock? Ben pipes up.
No, it's great.
I liked how they edited that Tribal Council because it was from basically from Hunter's perspective,
It
was almost like shots over his shoulder, like looking at Charlie, looking back at the girls and behind him and beside him, like just trying to get the read on where are you going? Do I have the numbers?
Yeah.
And then with the music, it took it to another level. I thought it was pretty good.
I honestly didn't really notice the music because I was distracted by Jeff constantly mentioning his cushion. Like, I know Tribal Council is 3 hours, so if he mentions his cushion 5 times in 3 hours, it's not that insane. But when it's 5 times in 15 minutes, you're, like, easy on the cushion, man.
Yeah.
It's the cushion as well. Props department. Like, bring in a recliner. Like a Wendell-style, you know.
Swing or something?
Well, it's a fashion. It's fashioned to match the Tribal Council decor or whatever. Yeah. It's made out of bamboo, but he's like, I can sit back and relax now. It's like, you can't sit back and relax. It's just like your hemorrhoids are getting a break.
You got a donut.
That would have been great. I need a donut for this.
Oh, that'd be funny. Next one from Allison. Do you think we will ever have a totally secret / surprise idol play at a tribal ever again? I thought Hunter was our chance. Allison, I did too. I will be 100% honest. I thought this is the type of player that actually, he doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah.
And he's a survivor player. I mean, he gets the game. I would think he would understand that it would be a bigger move to play it in complete secrecy. But him not doing it, him even spilling the beans before trouble, I'm not so sure. I don't know if we'll ever see it again.
That's a great question. I mean, Jeff always says you need to tell people about your idols because it builds trust. And it does. Like,
it
when you got nothing else to share, telling somebody this, like, that was Hunter's plan, right? It was, like, trying to get people to rally for Ben. I can tell you this. Me and you, Venus, we never worked together. But if I tell you this, maybe you'll be on my side.
Yeah.
They were not impressed at all to the point where he's like, you're not impressed? They're like, who cares?
Well, also, you're telling me an hour before Tribal Council, and that doesn't sit all that well with me. Yeah. But sorry, what were you gonna say, Jay?
Well, it's just not great gameplay from Liz and Venus, right? I mean, they're just like, basically saying with their their faces, we were gonna vote for you, and now you're telling us you're gonna play an idol. Like, come on. So, I don't. Yeah, I'm with you.
A part of me thought they were like, yeah, no shit, you had an idol.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, no. If anybody was going to have one, we probably thought it was you, Mr. Tree Man. Yeah.
They were literally stamping their feet. They're like, damn it.
Not you. Not you too.
Maybe you need to have two idols to keep one secret. You can tell people about one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. I disagree with, I think, if your social game is good enough, you can get people to trust you. That's it. I mean,
But this still goes to Allison's question. Like Trey is saying, and Propes has said it, and many people said it, you use it as currency.
No,
something.
I get that.
And obviously, it can blow up in your face if the people you tell suddenly like, oh, we'll get this guy out now.
It's a fast and easy way to get somebody's trust, as you say. If I'm approaching a nemesis and saying, hey, let's work together. I have an idol, so trust me.
Right. So he told Venus.
Right.
They've hated each other since like hour two on the island. So like that's a weird play by him.
Well, his play was to get Ben out or somebody.
Yeah,
he was
trying to pick up the bottom pieces. It was the Liz's, the Venus's. Right. He obviously sort of works with Q already. He's on the bottom.
Yeah. And he had this little sort of speech beforehand saying, I don't want to just play this. I don't want to do it to, you know, gain trust or gain some sort of, you know, not just play it for myself. But that your chance for that was next week, was last week, man, when you could have played it on Tevin. But anyways. Yeah, we'll probably never see one again.
Played in secrecy.
Right.
Yeah. I think these people with the idols, they want to do two things. What's happened here? They don't want to just play it in secrecy and potentially just save themselves,
right?
Like, which would have happened, of course, last night, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he would have been saved, and then Q would have gone because he had the next most amount of votes. They don't want to just do that. They want to do that, but then also make a slick move on the person voting out.
Right.
Like Q going home in the end, it's like, is that, wow.
No.
All right. I mean, but yes to him, to Hunter, yes, because it's not you, man.
Right.
But they just,
exactly.
I think they get so, it's like, they want him, it's a two play. It's like a power play.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to play it, not only save myself because everybody put votes on me, but I'm going to then, you know, get somebody else that nobody saw coming. I'm flipping the blind side. And I get it. I mean, I'm probably trying to do the same
thing. Oh, sure. I get it. But also being there the next day is great. It's, you can't win if you're not there.
Yeah. Dalton Ross said, quote, playing an idol nobody knows about is far more powerful in the impact it makes as opposed to an idol everybody already knows you have. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Because when they'll cut immediately to the jury and they're, mouths are on the floor.
Yeah.
Their jaws are on the floor going, oh my God, I can't believe like that guy had an idol the whole time I was there.
Right.
That it definitely makes
sense. Something. Matt B writes in, what other movie theater snack would you like to see Jeff hand out at the beginning of Tribal Council? Is there anything else you'd like to see Jeff bring and potentially share?
Well, for flavor, I would want a Sour Patch Kid.
Oh, that'd be an explosion.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Imagine that.
Maybe too intense, yeah.
I was thinking the same with like an icy. Like imagine the brain freeze on the island.
Oh, popsicle would be good.
A freezing cold icy.
Sure. Water, yeah. Wow.
But I think what I would want most is Reese's Pieces. Protein.
Yeah, I was
a little tiny bit of protein in those little fellas.
Peanut M&Ms, that's what I was going to say. It's my favorite of all time. Every time I go to the movies, I get popcorn and peanut M&Ms, throw it right in the bucket,
together,
man.
Yeah,
right in the bucket.
It's a hell of a move, JD. It's a power move. I may not even take food. I would love a Coca-Cola, man.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Remember they used to give them like a, I don't know, I forget. It was maybe Rob Sesternino's like season, like way back in the day. Like they won like a cooler of Coke or Pepsi or something. I don't know which brand it was.
Must have been when they were
still like a
doing
generator to run it. It's pretty funny to think about.
Did they really?
Yeah. But then it was all like divvying them up and how long you keep them.
That's cool, actually.
I wish there was more.
Yeah.
That to me is fun. Because it like adds that element of like people get upset over stuff, like keeping food. And are we just going to have it now? And all that.
Yeah.
I guess it's a shorter game now. They're not playing as long.
They haven't even been to the sanctuary this year.
I know.
Where good things happen.
They haven't. Yeah,
they have not.
Wow. Okay.
Ridiculous.
Okay, so yeah, some Sour Patch.
Sour Patch, M&M, Reese's Pieces,
and
M&M.
And big
peanut
M&M
is a great choice.
And a nice Coke, yeah.
Oh.
Do you think the Fijian Coke is like Mexican Coke? Like
yeah, I sort of do.
Cane sugar?
I would guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been to the Cook Islands, and I definitely had a Coke, but this was it's like 20 years ago. but I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah, cool.
Jonathan writes in, can Q still win the season with the right final three combo? Let's talk this out. Jonathan says, I think Q, Liz, and Venus, he has a chance. What do you have a chance with that three if we somehow end up with that three?
No
way.
Q is dead to rights here.
He's dead, and he's just a guy out there. He's just a zombie. He
just
may as well be on the
it's
fucking.
Just a letter.
He's
just a letter, man.
he's like a Dream Team member. No chance.
Wow.
Yeah. There's no.
So who's
no
getting the? Okay, let's talk this out. Who is getting the majority of votes in a Q, Liz, Venus? I know a lot. We'd have to like hypothetical how they got there, what they did, but who do you think?
I think it would be Liz.
Liz. Okay. Okay.
She doesn't seem disliked.
Oh yes, she does.
Yeah.
I think she does.
Yeah.
More than Q and Venus? We're comparing him to Q and Venus.
Fair. I did, but to JD's point, I wrote it in my notes, and I forgot to bring it up at Tribal Council. Did you see the reaction from Soda and Tevin when Liz walked by them?
No,
when she
I
walked
didn't.
By her, those two?
Hmm.
Holy crap, did they give her a look.
Wow.
They did not see. I mean, maybe I'm reading into it, but they did not give a kind look to her walking by when she went up to the voting booth.
Enough
where I was like, whoa, Jesus.
I didn't think they liked her anyways. Remember how she was at the beginning? I'm kind of a big deal. I'm rich. Like all of this. When she came out with the tree mail, she did the thing that I fucking hate when people will do this. They're like, oh, I knew it. Before she reads it. You know what I mean? I knew it.
But Trey's making the point. It's still, yes, Liz is not well liked, but look at the other two. They're not going to reward it to Q because of like all he did to screw up half their games.
You're right. You're right.
Highly doubt it's going to him. And so then it's Venus or Liz. And then,
hey, Venus does not seem very well liked either. Yeah, but I think it's Venus, because well, she's Canadian. So maybe there are people, there is a sort of. I think she's nicer than she's being edited. But she's not very nice when in the edit. She's like openly mocking, you know, Venus and Q and Hunter. You know, whoa, what's next, Mr. Strategist, and all that.
That's awesome.
I mean, it was great, but you know, like these guys are now on the bottom with you, Venus. Like you could do something with them, maybe. I mean, there's something that, anyways. But I think that Liz, I think we're underestimating how, I think the edit is making Venus look meaner than she is and Liz look nicer than she is. I was, very annoyed with the sad music when she was having her breakdown in the middle of, or at the beginning of the episode. So, but yeah, I mean,
who can, maybe,
it's a pick your poison
for
sure.
Who can pitch it to the jury better as well is between Venus and Liz. Maybe Venus has going for her that she was tight with Soda.
Yeah.
You know, and that first person on Tribal Council, first person at Ponderosa, sometimes has more sway. That's what some people say. Some people say it's the last, so who knows. If it's Q, Liz, and Venus at the end, I don't know. We may not be looking back fondly on this Survivor season. Anyway, final one from Dougie G. What are your thoughts on Tater Tots? Where do they rank for you in the fried potato family?
They're on my personal Mount Frymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Regular French fries.
That's
duh.
Number one. I mean, for me, but
okay.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, they're all tied on Mount Frymore.
Okay.
They got to be there.
Fair.
It's like George Washington.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Give me your fried potato Mount Rushmore or
Mount Frymore? Is that what you said?
Mount Frymore.
Mount Frymore. Okay.
Regular fries. Number two, crinkle cut fries with a cup of cheese on the side.
Okay.
Number three, hash browns.
Okay. What type of hash browns? Because
it doesn't matter.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, you could say the McDonald's like. Bar hash brown,
okay. Oh, okay. Well,
or like shredded up, fried up. Okay, still a fried potato, and then tater tots.
Okay, which you could even say are a hash brown to some, of course. But they got their own sort of designation.
Yeah, sure,
and a great designation of that tater tots. What a great
tater
name.
Tots.
Yeah, tater tots, number one by far for me,
over a French fry.
Yeah. Hell yeah. If I had a Mount Frymore, I don't even think fries would make it.
Go on then. What's on your Mount Frymore that you're not having French fries?
Tater tots, hash browns. Well, what else is there?
Okay.
Well, I know you're not doing sweet potato fries.
No, that's sweet potato. No. This is straight up potatoes.
Curly fry.
No, okay, you know what? Potato chip. Potato chip.
Ooh.
Oh.
Potato chip is tough to leave off, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right. I didn't think about potato chip, but it's a fried potato.
Yeah, it is.
I would have to drop crinkle cut with a cup of cheese. Would have to be on
that. Yeah. That almost felt like a cheat, too, having that cup of cheese.
Yeah, the cup of cheese is nice.
That crinkle cuts are nice.
Yeah. They are nice, but I need one more that's not
like
a fry.
Like a wedge? Like a potato wedge?
No,
or
that's
steak
a thing.
What
about a shoestring French fry? You don't like those? It sounds like you like those more than a fatter fry.
Yeah, I like the thin, crispy. I don't like the chunky. I don't like too much potato in my fries.
Yeah,
if like
that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's why you
well.
Like a tater tot.
A tater tot.
It's
crispy.
Smaller. Yeah,
and it's delicious. Okay.
Those are great.
Those are great.
Mount Frymore. Shout out to all the potato farmers out there.
Friday fries for all you guys. What is it?
Trey
this
has
is
the
a
clip.
Huge inside
Shout
thing.
Out to all the potato farmers out there. Friday fries. We couldn't do it without you guys. Without you guys. Like that?
Yeah.
Shout out to all the potato farmers.
One of our
farmers.
Favorite things Mo Vernie has ever said.
Just on shouting out fry
literally
farmers.
Shouting out potato farmers at what appears to be some fair.
Oh, yeah, like
they're judging
potatoes. Was it the Royal Winter Fair? Maybe?
I think
yeah. Okay. Cool. It's a farmer's fair.
It's like, yeah. I get like judging the giant pumpkins, giant sunflower seeds, you know, beautiful bouquets.
Yeah.
Potatoes is a.
Why not? It's a staple, man.
They're all good, man. They all get the ribbon to me. Can I eat it? Let's go. Yeah, I love potatoes. Huge potato guy. Great questions. Keep them coming always. We put the post up early in the morning here on Thursdays on Twitter. We tell the Discord, go do it. And thanks, everybody, that sends in all those fun questions. A lot of potatoes still left on the plate.
Yeah.
All right. Yep, make your picks. Our No Buffs Fantasy Survivor Pool. Some notes from the fine people at Make Your Picks. Last night's episode had a revote due to the 4-4-1 tie. Some of you might have questions regarding the pool scoring. Well, for deciding who voted correctly, you must vote correctly in the first vote. If you change your vote in the revote, it doesn't count. That's because Make Your Picks uses the final credits to see who voted for who, and they only showed the original votes. TK did the deep dive on Wiki, but they only showed the original votes for Hunter by Ben, Charlie, Maria, and Tiffany.
Okay.
So those are the four scoring those votes for voting for Hunter. Also, a friendly reminder that this is the last week to play a swap advantage.
Oh.
At the start of the next episode, you will no longer be able to switch up your team. You got to make that decision, though, because I'm there right now. I just lost Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So
Me
I'm
too.
Down to three people on my team. But when you swap in a new member for your team, you take a negative points hit.
Yeah. Minus 20.
That's right. So you got to like, am I going to get more points with this new person moving forward than I am with the minus 20? So that's the calculation you got to decide. But it's the last week to do it.
Can you only do it once? The swap hit? The swap?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't do it often. I did it last year and I feel like it didn't work. Probably because I put somebody on my team that basically went home immediately. Oh, that's not true. I did do it earlier this year. So I think you can do it more than once. But it costs you every time, right?
Yeah. I think you can.
Like, it's costing you points. So
I can't believe
25
I had...
diamonds. 25 diamonds for that one.
Diamonds. Watch your diamonds.
Okay.
So did anybody correctly call Hunter?
I had Hunter.
That's nice.
No.
It's a smooth move. Good for you. So that must have got you up a little bit in the standings.
Yeah, I was in top 1,000 for a minute, and then I had traded in somebody.
Oh, so it bumped you down then. Okay. So who,
minus my 20.
Did you have Hunter then on your team?
No, it was just time for me to swap, but I'm feeling good. I got Kenzie, Charlie, Ben, and Maria left.
It's great
four. One of those four is going to
Strong yeah. four.
I just have Maria left.
Wow, you only have one left?
Yeah. I had Banu on my team.
I had a lot of crying points early on, though.
Right. I had Banu, Mariah, and Jess.
Oh, you had Mo,
yeah,
you mean.
That was a tough start.
Oh, yeah Mo. Mariah.
Slow-mo.
Mo.
Slow-mo. Okay, I have three left. I got Maria, I got Tiffany, and I have Venus.
Venus never cries.
That's
Venus
true.
Venus never cries.
That's a great point.
That's right. So make sure you get your picks in before the start of next week's episode. That's episode 10. That means there's only four episodes left. Ooh. Unfortunately, I won't be here next week, so you guys got to hold down the fort. Can't wait to tune in, listen to you guys break it down. But help the guys out by sending in your questions for Treemail. And obviously joining us here live on YouTube at 1 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays, the Live Tribe. I mean, look, 20, 30 minutes before we go live. It's
They're
popping.
Already yeah, it's mixing it up.
Mixing it up. Sharon knows. Did you catch this? It's great. We love to see it. And podcast listeners, appreciate you as well. Leave us that 5-star rating and review so other Survivor fans can find the pod. All right, good one. Good episode. Good last two episodes here.
Yeah. Once we got to final 10, we've really hit a nice stride at crazy stuff happening.
It's gaining some momentum. We got these crazy players in queue, and like Venus doesn't care about anyone's thoughts and feelings, which is great. So it makes for fun. Fun episode. So thanks for joining us. We will see you next week, or at least these guys will. Until next time, Tribe has spoken.
Bye.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.